This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Wayne Bell. Wayne, welcome back.
Thank you.
He's the man behind Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. The Oscars are 13 days away, 12 days away.
Yep.
We could spend all sorts of time talking about the 10 nominees for Best Picture. In fact, we'll do that next week. But there are all sorts of other people who make movies besides those who we see on screen, those who write, and those who direct. You might say they're just as important. And they get a bit of recognition every year at the Oscars. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other awards. And it starts with art direction. And this is a category that I've never really quite understood what art direction means.
Well, it can go to a set decorator. It can be for the design of a film, the way a film looks, what's presented within the frame. So whereas cinematography specializes on how it's photographed, art direction is exactly what is in the frame to be photographed. So this year, there's some interesting nominees.
Alice in Wonderland, which was a visually stunning, over-the-top sort of movie.
To make up for other things, yes.
Yes. Harry Potter, the latest Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Inception, also a visually stunning movie. Then The King's Speech, which was a straightforward sort of historical...
But it's a period piece. They love those.
That's right. And True Grit.
Right. For art direction this year, I think that they'll probably end up going with either The King's Speech if it decides to sweep across the categories. But they may also go with Inception. The question about art direction every year is, do they go traditional with something like The King's Speech, or do they go with something like Inception, where a lot of it's CGI, or it's created on a computer or with a blue screen? And if they do that, then are they not negating the role of the art director? Instead, they're giving the award to a technician. So this is the big debate every year that they have. And they have been tending to reward the traditional point of view. And so, therefore, I think that they'll probably go with The King's Speech again this year, plus the fact that it's going to be rewarded in so many other categories. But if we start to see early on in the evening that they give this award to Inception, we might see that they're going to go a little younger this year, and they're going to start to branch out and reward some newer technology.
Now, you mentioned cinematography. Cinematography still is based on human endeavors. There's not a lot of CGI that goes into cinematography. Black Swan, Inception, King's Speech, Social Network, True Grit.
Yeah, cinematography is interesting this year. I mean, you could make the same argument with King's Speech sweeping, but I really do feel like cinematography this year has to go to Roger Deakins, who was the cinematographer behind True Grit. I mean, all of the cinematographer guilds have rewarded him this year, and he's somebody who's never won, but he has shot There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men and The Reader and The Man Who Wasn't There and Fargo. So he has a brilliant portfolio, and he's been nominated 8 or 9 times, and this would be his first win. And anyone who's seen True Grit knows that that film just kind of stands out amongst all 5 of those nominees because of the pictures that Mr. Deakins has created, and the way that the story unfolds through the way that he shot that film. It's very traditional looking in a sense, but his sweeping vistas, his scenes of the Ozarks, it's a gorgeous film.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you to give listeners a chance to win their Oscar pool, because here's one of the toughest ones to pick. Because there are no movies in here that we've talked about over the past several weeks.
Sure.
And that's makeup.
Okay.
Barney's Version, The Way Back, The Wolfman.
Yeah.
None of these are involved in any of the big awards. And there's only 3.
Well, I would assume that the Barney's Version would probably win because they did some aging work on Paul Giamatti that's been really recognized this year. But yeah, none of those films made any traction. And makeup is one of those juried prizes where they can have such a small pool of nominees because they don't have that many individual contestants who can go up for it. There's just not that much makeup work being done anymore. So much of it's done on CGI now. And on blue screen. So I would say that the Barney's Version is the favorite there, but that makeup category is really fleeting.
I actually saw The Wolfman a couple weeks ago on HBO,
mm-hmm.
and Anthony Hopkins is a wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
Not so terrifying.
Not so terrifying.
A little bit silly, well, actually.
We'll see how it goes.
And finally, there's a category that I like to always watch because it's sound editing. Radio's about sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's Inception, Toy Story 3, Tron Legacy, True Grit, and Unstoppable.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that the sound editing, visual effects, special effects, all of those will probably go to Inception, because not only was it the loudest, but it was the clearest movie of the year. And so I think a lot of those technical categories for listeners who are trying to win their pool, you can check off Inception in most of those, especially when it's not competing against The King's Speech. So when you have visual effects, when you have sound editing, perhaps even sound, those could all go for Inception. The big one to always pay attention to out of all the technical categories is editing. Editing tends to line up with directing. Directing tends to line up with picture.
It's five movies that are also nominated for Best Picture. Black right. Swan, The Fighter, King's Speech, 127 Hours, Social Network.
Right. And The King's Speech could sweep that. And I think that that's probably the safe choice. But I think that if you're going to look at pure editing, they're going to have to go with The Social Network. And I think that, and this will kind of foreshadow what we're going to talk about next week when we go to the big categories, the big well-known categories. I think this may be the year where we have a split between Best Director and Best Picture, where David Fincher from The Social Network will win Director and The King's Speech could win Picture. I also think that the editing of The Social Network is so superior. Anyone who's seen that film, the way it cuts in and out of the stories of Mark Zuckerberg versus the different plaintiffs that he's going against, it's a really masterful job. And so I think the editing this year may be one of those categories that goes away from The King's Speech and actually goes towards The Social Network, but there won't be many.
And if Wolfman wins for makeup, then forever we could say the Oscar-winning movie, Wolfman?
Well, you joke about that, but there's a couple of classics out there that are Academy Award winners, like Speed, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oscar winner.
There's a slew of films out there that have won an obscure Oscar here or there, and so, yeah, we may have to add Wolfman to that list.
And next week, we'll talk about the big awards.
Yeah, we'll talk about picture and director and screenplay and then the four acting awards, which are always kind of the ones that people watch for. And they're oftentimes, especially the supporting ones, are the ones where we can have some surprises on Oscar night.
Wayne Bell, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.